A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day all generations will call me blessed. For God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things, the rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants forevermore." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This beautiful hymn which Mary sang at the time of her visitation to Elizabeth is prayed every evening by all those who pray the prayer of the church. It's an amazing prayer in which Mary proclaims the greatness of God. And why? She says, because God has done great things for her. So Mary is acknowledging that everything she has comes from God. In real humility, Mary gives us a litany, really, of all God's blessings to those who, like her, can proclaim the greatness of God. Both Mary and Elizabeth are steeped in the Hebrew scripture and in their God. These women, who are so steeped in God, have a freedom which enables them to say yes. Yes to all that life in God asks of them. So perhaps we too, pondering this word today, we can ask ourselves, am I so steeped in God that I can say yes to all that God asks of me? Seems these days with so many devastations caused by nature, especially in this part of the world, in Samoa and Fiji, it's not easy for people to be positive about life and hence to say yes to God. Even as I'm saying this on the phone now, I can see and hear the helicopter coming into the hospital, bringing sick people from accidents. We're surrounded by such happenings. Would not have been easy for Mary to be positive in her circumstances. Mary had an amazing capacity, though, to offer hospitality, to widen her heart, to open it to the stranger. And in this instance, to the stranger in the form of an angel. And we too are called to widen and open our hearts and offer hospitality to all who are homeless and in need these days. The great Rhineland mystic Matilda of Magdeburg said that the day of her spiritual awakening was the day she saw all things in God and God in all things. I think the day of our spiritual awakening too will be when we see God in everything, when we are steeped in God. This is what the Feast of Christmas, which we are preparing to celebrate, is all about. The incarnation, Jesus becoming one of us, is all about recognizing divine beauty and greatness in all things. Of course, very often this divine beauty is in disguise, and it requires the faith of Mary to be able to say, God, who is mighty, has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. Yes, the incarnation, Christmas, is about the way we see life, the hidden presence of God in all things, and especially in the events and experiences of our daily lives. It is about being so steeped in God, we are able to say yes to life, whatever is asked of us. It is about Emmanuel, God with us, God within us. Mary acknowledges her lowliness, and yet she knows that people will forever call her blessed. Seems to me it takes great humility to be so free as to say that people will call her blessed. So while this hymn is full of all the great things that God has done, we are in the presence of Mary, who in many ways was just very ordinary like us. And again, it's here I see Mary so steeped in God that her ordinariness is what makes her extraordinary. So while we wait these last days of Advent with Mary, longing to bring Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, to birth again, let us pray that we too, like Mary, can truly be so steeped in God that we will cry out, God, who is mighty, has done great things in me, and holy is God's name. Blessings. Blessings at this time, these last days of Advent, and may Christmas be a time of Jesus being reborn deeply. God bless.